right, everybody, welcome into A Tribe Called Dab. My name is DJ Hoppa.
And I'm DJ Spider.
And we're so excited to have you with us. I'm excited about this top three we're going to do today. This is all about movies.
Yes.
And top three family-friendly movies. I mean, we probably could make a top 30 list, but we're going to go with top three. And I'm sure we're going to do this again at some point.
Well, but, I think that we may have done something like this a year ago, and like my son is completely different from what he wanted to watch then to now. So,
I find it's challenging too with having two of them, right? So
I know, I'm sure
it's even harder to figure out. Not only are we trying to figure out like what is appropriate for, like what's appropriate for Ellie, and maybe it's appropriate for Ellie, but it's not appropriate for Irie, or she's still scared of that, or. And then it's just, but this movie sucks and we don't want to watch it. And my wife and I don't want to sit there. So anyways, it's a whole thing. but before we get into all of that, how's everything going? I mean, I haven't seen you in a week at least.
I know. Yeah. Since maybe the live event or last week we did that podcast. Yeah. Everything's good. I mean, we finally had like our first full week of first grade. We got the back to school night in two nights on Friday night, so I get to like see what is really going on in school, because I feel like as he gets older, like it's harder and harder to find out what is going on in school without asking very pointed questions.
What are some of the questions that you do ask him? Because I'm sure that there's other parents that are out there too that
I know. I mean, methods. I'm thankful to the school because they send this, I think it's Ask Me About newsletter, and they break down things like almost down to bullet points, like ask me about, you know, creating this thing for the sister school and my pen pal. Ask me about what I did in the science class. What did I build in this? What did I do in math? You know, so I just go down the list, and sometimes if he's in a good talking mood, like I get stuff out of him, and it'll spark stuff because he doesn't remember too. Everything's moving so fast for him, I think. And, you know, I have to do that. So, and then I try to say like, did you have a good day today? Did you have a bad day? Like, I don't know, you know, come up anything that could spark something, you know, that I could get something out of with him.
Do you, who picks him up from school usually?
My wife has been since first grade. We used to do everything together, like in the beginning when we could, to the point where I feel like people were making fun of us, and I'm fine with it. But I'm like, haha, we do everything together. But this, you know, we sort of have put it to where she does a lot of the taking and picking up at this point. I've done it sometimes, or if she asks me to, but that's where we are. What about you?
The only reason why I ask is I feel like that sometimes those questions, my wife usually picks up Ellie, and then my routine in the morning is I drop Ellie off. My wife is definitely not a morning person. I guess I've become a morning person at some point here. I'm usually now up at 5 a.m.
Oh my morning. God, that's so impressive. But when do you go to sleep and how do you feel?
Yeah, so now I've been trying to get to bed at around 10 or 11 at night. And I've been on this kick too of trying to lose 15 pounds. This is a total side, like now I've gone down a completely different road here. I've made a complete left turn on this, but I will come back to the question of who does the pickup. But
yeah, no, I mean, this is dad life stuff. We got to know how do we get in that mind state?
Well, so I read this article and I was talking to somebody about this, and they were just like, you need to sleep in order for your body to recharge. And I used to wear like my lack of sleep as like a badge of honor. I used to go around being like, yeah, I only slept 2 hours last night. And what? And
everybody
I'm still here.
Does that at this point. You know? It's like, that's the number one answer to anything. Like, how you been? Oh, busy.
Right.
You're like, all right.
busy. I mean, man. I've been so busy.
What are we all doing?
So I've like now made it a point to shut down at around 9 or 10 and try to wind things down and hopefully be completely in bed asleep by 11. That's my goal.
Yeah.
And so I'm at least getting like 6 or 7 hours of sleep. But, you know, there were things that needed to be rearranged. I mean, we used to be in the studio late at night, and now we do our studio sessions in the day. So we now do like, you know, our sessions are usually in the morning time, you know, when I'm meeting up with my other guys to, you know, produce music, we're doing it in the morning. So I just had to make this shift, but it's worked out great because I've been able to take Ellie to school every morning, and it's nice to be able to spend that time with her in the morning. But my wife picks her up. That's usually her shift. She picks up the girls from school. And then so she's telling me that she gets a lot of that info out of Ellie when it's fresh.
Right.
So she's like picking her up and it's like, hey, so who was that you were just playing with? Or who was it that you just said bye to? And like, oh, what did you guys do today? Show me what you did today, or tell me what you did today. And right there in the moment, she's able to kind of get some of that out of there. Because by the time I get home, we're now sitting down for dinner, and I'm like, hey, how was school today? Fine. It was good. And we're just kind of like, but give me something else. Like, I want to know what was the best part of your day? And so we've actually started to do this at the dinner table, which is my wife had written down a couple of questions, and she'll like put them into this like bowl in the center of the table. And Ellie and Ivory love picking out like the questions, and then we all go around and answer the questions. So it'll be like, what made you laugh today? Would be like one.
Yeah.
So it was like, what made you laugh today? And then each one of us will answer that like at the dinner table. And that's worked out great for us because I feel like I've been able to get some of that info not only out of Ellie, but out of Ivory even too. And Ivory is, you know, she's 3.5. So, you know, and then you get them going, and then she doesn't stop. She'll tell me over and over again what, and then this happened, and then this person came and pushed me, and she'll like exaggerate on certain things. It's really interesting.
That's a good idea. Anyways, no, I love that. That's what I try to do is think about that, you know, like, what should I ask? And I think the bowl with the questions is actually really good because they love doing stuff like that. Like if I'm ever like, let's play 20 questions, or let's play like a would you rather game, or he likes to do like this thing we call the pass it on story, where like someone will make up part of the story and then we pass it on, and then, you know, like for road trips or just whatever. So
that
plays into that, I think. And then they get to have fun and you get to get the info. Like, I guess with his, excuse me, when he gets picked up from school, I feel like he's the least talkative, and she'll call me a lot of the time at that point. Right. And I'm almost like, I appreciate getting the call, but also don't even, I feel like I'm annoying him. You know, like, how's music? Good. Yeah. You know, right. I'm like, what's happening? Well, she's like,
short,
he's nodding.
Short answers.
I'm like, all right. Yeah. You know, so I'll get it later. And sometimes I notice like, you know, when you're driving or taking a shower or like doing something where your mind is doing one thing, but then you're like listening or talking about something else. Like you go into that trance zone. Like sometimes I try to do that with him. Like if he's doing something else, like, you know, swimming or running, playing soccer or kicking the ball. Like that's sometimes when I'll get the info, because he's telling me a story while he's like practicing soccer. Like his mind gets split up. And then, I don't know, he goes into like a different mode of like remembering and talking or something.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I on the other hand can't do that. I can't do two things at once. I've learned this about myself. I've tried to for many years do two things at once. And I mean certain things, sure. Like I mean right now I'm talking to you and I'm just double checking that the levels are good or whatever. But like I mean we're locked in, you know, but I can't do the two things at the same time. I feel like multitasking is just it's an illusion.
Well, right, that's what I mean. It has to be certain. I agree 100%, but it has to be like those type of things that are like trance, like this another part of your brain
like I
is
could
doing
eat.
It. Like he's
right, like
kicking,
I can eat,
yeah, like
and do this,
passing a soccer ball or throwing a frisbee, where like you kind of like are like doing it subconsciously, but then yeah, eating, breathing, there's you know, and then he
right. Technically, I'm breathing out. Right now.
Yeah. See, you're doing a lot of stuff.
I'm doing a lot right now. I'm doing a lot. No, Jude is a better athlete than both of us combined.
I know.
So, of course, he can do multiple things like that. He's like throwing a frisbee and catching a football from this other person at the same time and telling you a story. So,
yeah.
And playing chess. Yeah. Amazing. But, yeah, no, so you have your open house then that's coming up. We actually don't have that until, I think we have that next week. And I am also curious to see what is really going on in the classroom. And I'm also really curious to see how much different first grade is from kindergarten.
Right. I think it's a lot more. They haven't started home. They start homework after this Friday. So we'll see what happens with that. I heard that it's like a big step up from kindergarten. And some schools don't even have homework at that age.
But I just got an email. I just got an email from our school saying that there is no there's no more homework. That they are moving to project-based learning, and that like giving kids homework at this age or whatnot doesn't show any positive effects.
Right. That's I've heard that, and I've heard other theories, and almost I'm on that team, but they definitely give homework at this school, and he loves it. Like, it's, I can't get him to not do it. Like, he'll get it on a Monday and it's due on Friday, and he's like 8:05 p.m. like, come on, I want to do more. I want to do more. I want to finish it. And I'm like, you have 4 days. And then I'm like, why am I teaching him to be a procrastinator? But I'm also like, I'm like, you need to be like me. Do it all Thursday night right before, you know.
Oh,
like,
man.
That's when your best work gets done. But I mean, you know, he loves it. And like, he learns a lot from it. It's super fun. So I honestly don't know what the right answer is, you know, for homework or not. You know, it's like I don't think my nephew gets homework, and he's like the smartest person in the world. I don't know. It's like all over the place.
I mean, he'll do his own thing. Too. Yeah, I think it's one of those things where it's just like most things, it's not one size fits all. There's not one way to do something. And so, it's tough. I guess we'll see. We'll see how this works out. To me, I think Ellie is a little bit more like Jude too, where she likes doing the homework. She likes she likes finishing something. She likes that sense of accomplishment.
Yeah. Which
I think that the idea with Ellie's school is that with this project-based learning, they're still completing things. And I also read that if anything, reading more to them and having them read to you is still like, that's one of the most important things right now.
That's been the best. I mean, he has gotten, sorry to the listeners. I got like construction going on outside. I don't know if you could hear, but I'll try to fix that right now. But I mean, exactly. That's his thing. No, it's okay. He's like, you know, I have him read to me as much as we can, and he like loves it, you know, and he's gotten so much better already in the past month. All right, sorry, I got distracted for a second. But we're having like some kind of I don't know. I feel like I'm in New York right now. So pretend we're New York people. Loud.
Very, very loud in New York, indeed. Well, I want to jump into our top three here, and I think that we'll have a lot to add into this. I think that the whole idea of the top three that we're going to do today is, it's top three movies, not that just your kids can watch, but that the entire family can watch. And I guess we should preface this too, of just like, our kids are, Jude is six, right? Jude is six, yeah. Ellie's six, Irie is 3.5. So I guess keep that in mind as you're listening to this, is that, you know, obviously if you've got teenagers, if you've got, you know, kids that are 10, they're going to like things completely different than from what our kids probably like. But for all of the parents of younger kids, this is kind of what our top three is dedicated to today. So here we go. All right, so I want to get into the top three here, but we just need to take a quick break and pause and give some love to some of our sponsors. We'll be right back with our top three. Don't go anywhere. Top three movies that our young kids can enjoy and that we can enjoy with them. You got one? You want to start?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
All right, number one.
A Tribe Called Dad. This is the top three.
It's the top three.
It's the top three.
This is the top three.
Number one.
Number one is a classic movie. Sometimes we've been trying to find movies that we can watch together, and a lot of times he just kind of goes on Amazon Prime and finds these like biographies of soccer players, and I have to sit through that.
I love that he's watching biographies of soccer players. That's amazing.
I know. I bought him this book about Pele, and we were like reading through it last night, and he's like, I feel like this is the exact story from the movie. And I was like, well, it probably is because it's his real life. He's like, yeah, but it's the exact thing. He's like, and I'm like, when did you watch the movie? He's like, I watched the whole movie about his life. And like, he wants to know about everyone's life. He's obsessed with that. Who has kids or doesn't have kids as a soccer player. I don't know why.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's like, he has kids. He's married. He has kids. Like, he's always like, I don't know why that's so amazing to him. He's like, why do all the best athletes have kids? LeBron James, Steph Curry, Ronaldo, Messi. He was like, and I'm like, I don't know. I mean, it's a good observation.
Like, because dads are the best. That's
yeah,
why.
That's why. Exactly. Yeah. Tribe Called Dad. Yeah. But so we go through, and I like to try to pick some classic movies that we can all agree on. And at first I picked Indiana Jones thinking that would be hilarious and funny. We put it on within like one minute.
It's a bit scary, right?
Oh my God. There was like this one, like they go, it starts inside, like he's going in the tomb and the zombies are coming out and scary, you know, dead people. And it was like the worst. He was like, why would you show me this? Started crying. I'm like, oh God. So I turned it off and we found Home Alone, which was so funny and fun to watch together. I forgot stuff from it. Like, it was really good. There's a, you know, there's some violence and this and that, I guess, if you're like super, you know,
But it's all still kind of like kid violence. Like,
it's like Looney Tunes violence is what I look at it like. Obviously, it's not great. Like, we go see Looney Tunes in the theater once a year with my dad, and it's funny, but it's also crazy because just endless shooting each other in the face. And, you know, like, people will probably call it out eventually, like on Twitter, and it'll get canceled or whatever. But for
I
now,
hope they don't, man. I mean, like, that's, I mean, I get it, but I
well,
also
that's what I'm saying.
Like,
I get it if people have a problem, but at the same time, I know how to speak to my child and explain to him what's funny and what's not and what's good and what's bad. So I don't mind watching things with him with violence and whatever. So, and this movie's funny. It's like a cartoon, but it was so hilarious. Like, he's still quoting things from it and, like, you know, keep the change, you filthy animal, and all these parts.
Right.
So he loved it. It was super funny. And it takes place, I think, in the 80s or the 90s. So I'm showing him,
I think it's
him,
the
like,
90s. Yeah, I think it's like the early 90s or maybe
but
late 80s.
They have to find a payphone to call home when they get to France. And, like, you know what I mean? There's no cell phones. There's no kind of anything. It's like all the stuff we grew up on. So I'm like,
I think he's using a VHS tape too, right? Like,
all
he's using
it.
A VHS
tape. Yeah, he rewinds
tape.
It. Exactly. Yeah. I have to show him like what they're doing. It's like watching all these artifacts in the movie. But so that was fun. And then he loves to follow up with things. So I went away for about a week right after that to Toronto. And when I got back, he's like, I watched Home Alone 2, 3, and 4. I'm like, oh my God.
There's four of them? I didn't even realize there was four.
Honestly, I don't even think I saw, I don't even think I saw Home Alone 2. Because he was telling
me
about it.
What do they do in that one?
They're in New York. And he broke down everyone to me start to finish. He remembered every little thing. And, you know, they have different actors when it gets up to 4.
Interesting. Like, Macaulay Culkin is not in it anymore?
Well, that's what I said. What's he, home alone? He's like 32 years old, just like eating ramen or something. Like, what's happening?
Hey, Macaulay Culkin still probably, I mean, he probably can buy a house every year from the residuals he's probably still making on that.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? I mean, I don't know how that stuff works. Like, I was listening to some interview with, I think it was Orlando Bloom or something, and he's like, they're like, how much did you get paid for Lord of the Rings? And he's like, well, I was nobody in the beginning. I got $175,000 for like all of it or something.
Oh, they did like a whole thing, and then he doesn't get any, but no, but he has, they get, you know, you still get your residuals.
I don't know.
That.
I think you get whatever deal you get. Like, just like when you make a remix, like if you just sell it to them for $2,000 or something, then they buy
maybe,
all the
maybe,
rights, you know.
Yeah, maybe that's, there's a thing.
And as an upcoming actor, like, it could launch. Yeah. Obviously, he's now super successful and launched him into a different, like, stratosphere. But, you know, who knows? Got to find out about that Macaulay Culkin money.
yeah. I mean, you know, not to outshine Orlando Bloom or anything, but, I mean, I did have a little cameo in the Fast and Furious 7 movie that you'll completely miss. You'll completely miss me if you blink.
What?
But I'm in the opening scene. Yeah, there's a little like half second of me, But I still get my residuals for it. It's great.
What do you get?
Yeah, no, oh, it's great.
What do you get? Oh, I guess I do too. I was in this movie called The Clapper, and I ended up, like, if you go on Netflix, you can look it up, and you'll see Russell Peters constantly talking to me. He's the talk show host, and I'm the DJ, and he's always like, DJ Spider. And I got paid, and then I do get residuals, but it's, like, hilarious. Yeah. I think I get, like, $4 or something. Yeah.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, hey, $4 is $4. I'll take it.
Yeah, exactly. I know my mom was an actress, and she literally will get checks for a penny or something. Like, crazy, like a nickel. Like, the stamp costs way more.
It was more money.
And
right,
the paper and all the stuff than to send the check. Totally. Like, what's even the point?
T gets that too sometimes because she did a bunch of acting stuff. And so, it'll be funny. We always have a bit of a laugh over the, like, 1 cent checks. Or
they should just ask you, like, if you want to donate it to something, and then everyone just pulls it all in and at least goes somewhere better.
Or just leave it there. Don't cut the check. Like, only cut the check if it's going to be more than $100 or something.
Yeah.
Or, you know, $50.
I know.
Anyways, all right. So number one, you had Home Alone.
One through four, I guess.
All right, my number one, here we go. Number one. All right, so my number one is, I'll do kind of a little bit of a throwback. This isn't all the way back, but again, same thing, surfing Netflix, the girls looking for stuff, and I was just like over the cartoons and stuff like that, and we'd already exhausted. We had now at this point watched Moana 50,000 times, and we had now watched, you know, Frozen 100,000 times. And I was just like, look, we need something with, like, real people and real actors in it. And so I'm like digging through this, and we ended up on Daddy Daycare at first, and they really liked that. But my number one is so we got to this movie because of Daddy Daycare, which Daddy Daycare is featuring Eddie Murphy and somebody else, some of the big actors in that. But Eddie Murphy's like the main character. But because of that, you know how Netflix is like, well, since you watch this, you'll probably like this.
Yeah.
So it brought up this movie called Are We There Yet? Have you heard of this? Are We There Yet? It's Ice Cube.
I don't know.
Ice Cube is in this movie.
I feel like I remember seeing things for it, but I don't think I ever saw it.
It's this whole thing. So it's Are We There Yet? And then there was a sequel, Are We Done Yet? We ended up watching Are We There Yet one night, and the girls loved it. I didn't think they would like it, you know, and, like, they loved it. They were dying, like, laughing hysterically at some of the stuff that was like, oh, I mean, I guess that's kind of funny, but not all the way there. I didn't think that they would really get all the humor. They still, to this day, like the Home Alone stuff, quote the movie. And I can't wait till the day when I can show them who, so Ice Cube's character, his name is Nick. And so they always talk about like Nick or whatever, like, oh, that was so funny when Nick did this or Nick said that. And I can't wait to be able to show them like America's Most Wanted, or to be able to show, be able to show them NWA at some point and be like, this is Nick. This is the same guy. This is the same. The same guy, man.
That's amazing.
It's hilarious. But I didn't realize all of the stuff that Ice Cube has done, including all these like kid movies.
I know.
We need to get Ice Cube. He's we need to get that. Ice Cube on A Tribe Called Dad.
Getting that money. I know. Well, his son, you know, is doing all the movies and stuff now too. I DJ'd one of the, I think he was in some movie that I DJ'd the thing at Toronto last week.
Yeah, man, we gotta figure that out. Ice Cube, if you're
listening to
this, come
on. I was at a party. I DJ'd a party, and both of them were there. It was the best. And I was like, "Do I play his music? What do I do right now?"
And you didn't invite him to be on A Tribe Called Dad? What's wrong with you?
I couldn't really talk to him.
Next time.
There's a lot of random people there.
All right, so that's my number one. Are We There Yet? Number one, random. Go find it. But you know what though? Here's the other thing. By the way, I failed to forget this, that Netflix cycles things out. So we went on Netflix to try to find it the other day because they were like, oh, we want to watch Are We There Yet? And I was like, ah, oh, again. And we went on and I was like, oh, sorry. It's like, it's not here anymore. My girls were devastated. So I'm waiting for them to be like, hey, can we just buy it on iTunes? And I'm just...
Yeah, I was going to say, wait for them to find out iTunes. Yeah, that I don't even... I feel like Netflix doesn't have any good movies anymore, so I just end up renting it on iTunes. When they force me to buy it is when I'm just like, no.
$17.99 for the movie to stream.
Yeah, like, come on, I don't need to buy this. Ugh. But then, on the other hand, a lot of times we just rent it and then I have to rent it again.
Right. So, yeah, you rent it four times and now you're at $17.99 anyway.
And then I should have bought it.
all right, give us our number two here.
Okay, number two. But wait, one question about your number one. Yeah. So your number one was Are We There Yet?
But
you also watched Daddy Daycare. Was that a good
one? Daddy Daycare was cool. It was cool.
Okay.
Similar concept. And they liked it, but they don't quote Daddy Daycare like they do Are We There Yet.
Right. Yeah, it's hard. Certain ones are different. And even ones like I was looking up Kindergarten Cop and I'm like, maybe this is more for adults, like some of the jokes.
Yeah, Kindergarten Cop can be kind of serious too, right? Like there's that whole
thing. That's what I realized. I was going through some of them and I'm like, oh, this is even Goonies. I'm like, this is going to be too scary right now. Like, all right, number two.
Number two.
Another thing where I thought, okay, I'd be showing him something that could be good. I went on iTunes and we were looking through the trailers and there was something Lemony Snicket and it was rated PG and I thought it'd be all right. Put on the trailer, worst decision.
What is it?
He's crying. I don't even know. He turned it off after 15 seconds and he was screaming, why would you show that to me, crying? And I'm like, okay, I've never felt so guilty. So I'm like, well, I didn't know. It's called Lemony Snicket and like it says PG. It didn't look so crazy. But it was just graveyard and scary stuff. So we turned it off. And we scrolled through and we found a movie called Kicking and Screaming. Mm.
Never heard of this.
Which I didn't even know this movie existed, but I guess other people do. But it's Will Ferrell becomes a soccer coach for a kid's soccer team, almost like a Bad News Bears
team. Oh, this is perfect for Jude.
Oh, my God. I know. That's how we found it. He saw a little icon. He goes, what's that guy doing? What's that movie about soccer? And I'm like, oh, and I go to it and I'm like, I don't even know about this movie. We were both laughing so hard. We like loved it. So that was a good one. Kicking and screaming, especially if your kid's into sports. Mm. It's Will Ferrell. So the adults get to laugh at like all the stupid stuff. Because once in a while, I'd catch him looking at me like, why are you laughing? And I was like, oh, because of this. Right. You know, I'd have to explain some of the subtleties. But then he would get it or not, which was fine. But yeah, kicking and screaming. Highly recommended. But, you know, he like we said, he's about to be 7 years old. He's super into soccer.
I want to watch that. I'm going to look for that. I'm going to look for Kicking and Screaming.
It was funny. It was really funny.
All right.
Yeah.
This, my number two is...
Number two.
I don't want to say this is obvious, but this is just not... I mean, this is a little bit more cliche, I guess. Have you seen the new Lion King?
No, I want to.
So the new Lion King, I feel like... was great. I mean, I think that it was obviously it's a bit different because it's not an animated version, but I mean, it's literally shot for shot what the original was. And we've watched the original. The girls watched the original before we saw the new version, and they actually liked the new version better than they liked the animated one. My wife and I, on the other hand, like the animated version more than the this new one. Although I don't mind the new one. I mean,
why? It was too weird.
I guess just for me, I think it's a little bit more nostalgic, the animated one. And then there's certain things that, to me, I thought my girls would be scared on certain parts because they're actual animals, you know. So like the parts where the hyenas are about to kill, or are threatening to kill Simba or whatever when they trap Simba and Nala and the whole thing. And like those moments, I was just like, oh, I don't know about it. And then same with the music. Like I felt like they nailed the original soundtrack so well the first time around that it would be hard for them to do it the second time around. And when I'll be honest, when I was listening to some of the soundtrack without having seen the movie, I thought that the music was worse in the newer one. But in context, in watching the film, I felt like the songs like fit well during the song, and during the movie, and I didn't have a problem with it at all during the movie. So, I would recommend it. I know that, you know, I think The Lion King is still in theaters. I think you can probably find a theater that's still showing it now. But it's definitely worth it's absolutely worth a rental. at the very least.
I'm gonna get a, I'm gonna, we'll see it. Well, they saw it. They see every movie without me because
you're
I'm
traveling
on the weekend
in.
Most
right,
of the
right.
time. Yeah, and then they're always.
Did he like it? Have you asked him about it?
I'm like 99% sure they saw it, and I don't even. I think they liked it. Sometimes I don't get that big of a.
Was it, well, maybe it wasn't even. He didn't like it enough description. To rave about it.
Maybe they didn't see it. I feel like he might have seen it with my parents when my wife and I went out of town or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely worth seeing. And you know, we all know the story already. And I think that the storyline of it also is just like so powerful. The Lion King storyline.
I know.
You know.
Well, it's pretty crazy. We saw the play, the Broadway play when we were in New York. Uh-huh. And I'm sure he probably doesn't even remember. But we saw School of Rock too. That was super fun. But he, like, it's crazy. Like there's some, you know,
some
brothers
things.
Killing each
yeah.
other.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah for sure. Stuff. Brother. Yeah, exactly.
Where I'm like, I don't know if we need to even explain this all the way right now. Cause it's a little confusing.
Right. But just even the idea of, you know, whatever, coming back home, defending, like having pride, like all those things, all those like motifs
yeah.
that are in there. I think like, it's just such a well put together story. So recommend that.
Yeah.
That's my number two, The Lion King.
Okay. Sounds good. All right, cool. So
number three.
I mean, like you said, we could do 30. We could do so many movies. Like, but I guess this might be obvious. I mean, I could pick out other ones. There, E.T. was really good, but I want to say Lego movies are the best.
Okay.
I think, because they're so funny. Like for me, anything of like the people that have done the Lego movies, whether it's the Batman, the Spider-Man, the Lego, they're so, I mean, well, Spider-Man, that movie was the best. That, the last one.
Oh, the Spider-Verse one?
Spider-Verse. Yeah. That was so good. But the Lego movies are the best because they're just hilarious for kids and adults, and like the pacing of it, and they're just cool, and the animation, and I feel like almost any age could see those movies and they're fun and funny. So
there's a Lego movie 2, right, that came out this year, the second part.
Yeah it was funny. And a Lego Batman movie.
Yeah, they got like a whole little franchise going
where it was like all Batman. Yeah.
Amazing.
It was pretty hilarious.
Right, I've seen the first Lego movie, but I haven't seen the Batman one. I didn't see this part two, but I'm gonna add that.
I mean, Batman, the guy that does the Batman voice is so hilarious. I forgot who it is, like Will Forte or something, but it's just everything he says. We listen to the songs, plus they get cool people to do the music, like Lonely Island and all these funny people mixed with like real artists and just like do crazy rap songs. We'll be like singing them every day for a long time.
So nice.
They're
is
good.
This the Batman movie that came out in like 2013? Is it that one? Lego
no,
Batman?
No. It was like last year, the year before.
Okay. There was one apparently that came out in 2013 called Lego Batman, the movie, DC Superheroes Unite. Interesting.
No, that's crap, I think.
No, that one's no good. All right.
Get that out of here. No, this one has to be the one,
that's the guys that did
the real Lego movie.
No,
we've seen those. I feel like they show those, but those are just more like...
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think so. I could be wrong.
All right. Something to add to my list. All right. My number three is...
Number three.
This is a little bit of a... I guess a little bit of a sneak peek. We got invited to the screening for the movie Abominable.
I want
to
see that.
It is so good. The movie is so good. Hands down.
We want to see it. He keeps telling me he wants to see it. And we were in Toronto. I was in Toronto. They were showing it. And then he was at home calling me. He wants to see it. And then I saw your Instagram post. And I was like, oh, man, I'm jealous.
Dude, go.
It's always really good.
Go and see it, man. It's really good. I would go and see it again and take the girls again. It's just one of those films. So I think the things that I like about it, one, the music's really great. There's this huge theme about the power of music. So obviously between you and I, that's like such a great thing. My wife was like on cloud nine with that whole concept. And
that's great.
There's this other thing too, like as a dad, there's something there also. So the main character, I won't give it all away, but the main character, her name is Yi. and she plays the violin and she plays her dad's violin because they don't get into it, but somehow she lost her dad, like he died. And so there's this whole thing about, you know, how much impact her dad had made in her life and like what he meant to her. And dude, for me, obviously for me having girls, I was bawling, man, but like good crying. And like the whole thing was just, it was just really well done. The storyline was great.
Right.
The music in it was great. The messaging that was there. And then obviously the animation is crazy. Like, I can't believe how much technology has advanced. I mean, we talked about the Lion King movie, which I was just talking about, where the, you know, the old school one that we watched, you look at the animation from that and you look at, you know, what's being made today, and it's just completely night and day. But yeah, the movie,
it's insane.
The movie was great. I highly recommend it. Totally family friendly. Yeah, the kids left there super excited. They were quoting different things from it. And then also for me, it's really interesting because, so I'm part Chinese, and this is featuring all Chinese characters. I mean, minus the Yeti, who goes by Everest, like minus him, like it takes place in Beijing or in a city in China.
Crazy.
So it's kind of cool to see all of that and to see, you know, Asians represented in film like that. And I know that that's kind of a growing thing that's happening. And and it was cool for my girls to see that too, you know, and for them to see somebody that sort of resembles them. It was great, man. Overall.
Totally. No, I think that's so important. That's great.
So yeah, I think go out to, I think it comes out at the end of September. Like go out and see that movie.
Next week or something. I know. Yeah. We're going to see it for sure.
Cool. I feel like I agree. We could probably do a whole nother show on this, and I think we should table it. I think we should try to do this every like couple of months because the answers are going to be completely different, or at least like maybe twice a year we do a movie thing.
I know. I mean, they change
so much.
Especially for their age and stuff. Because I want to watch Star Wars with them, but I don't think that'll be too crazy like Indiana Jones, but
I feel like there's the Darth Vader parts that are a little bit like, I remember kind of as a kid being a little bit,
I know that's the other thing.
Things.
And just having to explain like war.
Right.
It's like, why are they fighting and hate each
right.
other? I mean, he probably knows, but it's like, but eventually I'm going
to
get there.
I've been trying to figure out too, if Back to the Future is, if Ellie's at that age yet, where I can show her Back to the Future.
I know. We talked about it, but then it was a little much. We watched the preview, and then but I mean, the whole thing with the, like, he's going to hook up with his mom. His mom wants to hook up with him, and then, like, he has to make
totally
sure she
forgot.
Hooks up with the dad.
Right. I totally forgot
so he's born.
That, right?
I'm like, I don't need to deal with that.
Right. Yeah.
Like, why are the mom trying to kiss him, and he's trying to make the mom make out with the other guy, and then the Biff guy, and it's like, okay, I'll explain this later.
Right. Maybe in 6 months. We might have a different report in 6 months. We'll see what happens.
Even Big, like, we watched Big, and that was so good, but then the part where, like, he was about to hook up with the older lady, and he's, like, grabbing her boobs, takes her shirt off. I was like, okay, we can get past this part quick.
So in those times, do you fast forward, or do you just kind of, like, try to keep it cool, like, not say anything?
Well, I fast forwarded a little bit. I was like, yo, we don't need to see this part. Like, this means nothing to you right now.
And what was he,
in your life?
Say? Was he just like, oh, okay, cool? Or did he ask about it?
I think so. Yeah. I feel like it depends how I do it and what mood he's in. Most of the time, he is very curious about things and wants to know what's up and is not cool with me just passing by it. But sometimes I can just play it off good and be like, you don't need to see this. Also, if it's some weird intimate part, I think he gets the vibe of like, I don't want to see adults kissing and even try to understand this.
I don't know. We're nearing that part for sure, as we all approach this.
We'll fast forward. Or if it's scary, I'll be like, yo, just close your eyes. we'll get past this.
Oh, man. This has been our top three movies to watch with your family. I definitely, man, I took notes on this. I'm going to try and find some of these films, and I think we might add the Lego movie to a list. I would also recommend, I mean, look, everybody's got their different way of doing things, but what we've found that works in our family, we try to do a family movie night. And I actually kind of got this from Josh Levine. Remember when Josh came in?
No, and he was talking me about too. That? A couple things. When he said the Friday movie night thing, I like that. And then also when you were earlier talking about what time you go to sleep and wake up, I think about that all the time from him because he's like, I go to sleep by 10 something. I'm up by 5:45. And I'm always like, man, I need to get on that train. Yeah. But my brain really wants to wake up at 11 p.m. Like, if I'm 11 p.m., something happens to my whole brain and body. And it's like, here we are. Let's do everything creative in the whole world. Right. I'm like, no, I don't want to deal with this right now.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess what I would say is coming from somebody who had that also, I think that,
how do you turn it off?
I think I've been able
to be a morning
train
person.
Myself to do that. And what did it for me was I was kind of forced into it with like the morning stuff. So I was forced into it with like the morning show initially, where I was then having to do my morning show and be alert and be in it and do and forced into doing something creative at that time. And so I think, you know, if you can get yourself to do creative things in the morning, I think, who knows? We got to bring on the expert to see. We got to bring on a doctor and see what the real answer to that is. We appreciate everybody tuning in to A Tribe Called Dad each and every episode that we put up here. We've also got a live podcast event that is happening in the downtown LA area. If you live in Los Angeles, please come by and hang out with us for a bit. We're going to have a live podcast event September 30th, which is a Monday. Monday night, we do them early so that I can get myself to bed in time. We do this at 7:30. We do this. It's a live podcast. So, you know, we'll have on some different guests. We'll have a conversation with the dads that are there. And more than anything, I think it's a cool way to connect offline.
Yeah, and it's free. Just come through. They got drinks, food. You got to pay for that, but it's a free spot. Really cool place called Angel City Brewery in downtown. That whole neighborhood is super dope. Sometimes we go out after and do whatever, get pizza or go play video games, 82, do dad shit or probably just go to sleep. Yeah. But come through September 30th, 7:30, Angel City Brewery. And we'll post some more info about it on our Instagram, A Tribe Called Dad.
Yep, hit us up on email as well. We're just atribecalleddad@gmail.com, and you can check the website atribecalleddad.com also for all of the archive of past episodes and all of that, just to get caught up on all the dad stuff. And of course, if you like this podcast, please rate and review it, subscribe to it on the iTunes podcast store. We're also on Spotify as well and everywhere that you listen to podcasts. Before we get out of here, we usually like to end the show by saying this:
dads are better than moms. Dads better than moms.
Dads are better than mommy, sorry.